This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you so much for joining me and Renette Myburg on my program called Rise. And I have a fabulous guest on my program this afternoon, and you will not believe who she is. She is one of my colleagues and one of the most fabulous girls that we have in studio every week. And her program is called Grace Upon Grace, but I'm going to introduce her for different reasons. And because she's so fabulous, she's now been nominated as a finalist for the Fabulous Woman Awards in Johannesburg. But we're going to talk about that much later. But I just want to give you a little bit of background because she's so multifaceted and she is so precious. And she's such a joy to have in the as a colleague. I mean, she's just so much fun. And Musa is a devoted mother of three children, a loving wife, an excellent wife, excellent mother, and a businesswoman of Cooking Heals Events and Catering. She's passionate about serving others, loving God, and sharing her faith. She is a multifaceted lady, as I've mentioned, with a diploma of internal auditing, worked in the oil and gas industry for over a decade in the accounting department. She's a phenomenal public speaker, loves program directing in different events and holding valuable and impactful conversations on her YouTube channel. All things Miss Fabulous. I think she just encapsulates that title. And she loves exploring new gifts, talents, and is also a model and a voiceover artist. Musa Jakuja is the esteemed presenter of Grace Upon Grace, and she has a huge listenership. You have to clock into her programs. She is just so amazing, and her guests are just next level. And she has emerged as a significant influencer in the Christian media landscape. Her impactful work has earned her the nomination in the prestigious Fabulous Women Awards Resilience Award category, and she's going to share about her resilience. She's got such a remarkable testimony. Cannot wait for you to hear. She has worked with various organizations to help bridge the gap of poverty in our country, making sure that her voice is sued by God to help others to voice out what they need to heal from all. She holds conversations in various platforms. Through her roles, Musa continues to inspire, guide audiences with a dedication to faith, family restoration, and empowering individuals to live purposefully in accordance with God's kingdom principles. Welcome, Musa. Thank you for sharing the studio with me today.
Oh,
and
wow.
You know how much we love and appreciate you, and you're such a joy to the station.
Oh.
But you have got such an incredible thing, especially for the Women's Month. It's just so valuable for us to be able to share what you've got. But we're going to take a music break right now, and we're going to continue this amazing conversation straight after this. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. And we've just got an incredible guest in the studio this afternoon. She's one of our colleagues. She's so key to our station. But she is just absolutely fabulous. She lives up to her nomination that she's been awarded for. And we are just so excited to have you in the studio, Musa. Tell us a little bit about how did you get to the resilient category? What was it? I know you've got a remarkable testimony, and it's been a journey. So
yeah.
God has now finally promoted you, put you out there so that you've got a very relatable testimony. So just share a little bit about that.
Sure. Firstly, hello to everybody that is listening right now, and I hope everyone is well and warm. I know Cape Town is, you know, the weather is always so up and down. It's so good to be here on Rise. Thank you so much, Renette, for inviting me. So the category resilience. Sure. So I think this word has always been like the theme of my life. From the word go, from the time I actually entered into this earth and how I came to this earth, you know, mother, you know, being impregnated by, you know, a husband of someone else, and them having to call me Grace, and Grace means, you know, the unmerited favor of God, you know, the undeserving forgiveness of sin. So from that, having to face challenges, I remember at one stage while I was just, you know, going through your questions, and God took me back, you know, from the time when I was young. I remember sitting in class, and my mom could only afford the government glasses, you know, mm-hmm. And I couldn't wear it in front of, you know, the students, you know, because I normally would sit in front and I would squint my eyes to look at the board to write all my notes. But now I had to move to the back to make sure that I wear my glasses and nobody sees me because they would make fun of me and all of that. And sure, quite a since then, resilience, you know, making sure that, yes, being bullied, it was part of it, you know. Most of my adult, like child friends, you know, were very short. I'm very tall.
Yes, but beautiful. Stunning.
I'm very tall. So wherever I would, you know, take a class picture, stand with a friend, you know, even family members, some of them, I would always be the one that like stands out because of my height, right? And you know, it just kept on going. My friends, now at, you know, at an older age, everybody's short and I'm the only one that's sticking out.
I tell you now, I strategically planned by Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. I remember at my 36 years of age, and I was writing down on my journal, and the Lord revealed this. The reason why you would stand out so in every occasion, it is because I have made you to stand out like this. Amen. And it takes me straight to, there's a phrase that I love. I think it's just my catchphrase everywhere that I go. Blossom where you are planted.
Amen.
And I mean, God just needed to reveal that and dissect that for my life, because everywhere I go, you know, there was just this blossoming place. And just the blossoming season that I'm always in, whether being with friends, and my husband is also short as well.
When
we are standing together, it's like, okay, we can tell Moses tall here. But, you know, I mean, from that, I had to keep it moving. You know, I could not wallow in, you know, in these negative things, even though it was hurtful. You know, being bullied at school, and when you come back home, there's like literally...
You have to face yourself.
You have to face yourself.
And you have to live with it.
And my mom was a working mom, so she was not there most of the times, you know. So basically, there was no one to actually speak about this to.
Or absorb your pain, or to be even see it.
I just had to keep it moving. When I come back, I do this and I do that and do this and I do that. So I've really had to stand firm and encourage myself. It's been a theme of my life. Matric year, I failed matric, right? And I remember sitting at the corner of my bed crying. My mom just stepped out. She was going to work, and I was just crying. I was just crying and crying. There was a song that was playing on radio, Me, Myself, and I. But at that point, I'm like, as much as I hear the song, Me, Myself, and I was like, Lord, I believe you're here. And I believe that you are going to take me from this place. I might not know how, because chances are I might need to go and work now. Because, you know, my mom can't afford for me to go to, you know,
extra studies,
or repeat a grade and all of that. So I just need you, you know, I just need you, Lord. And I mean, the plans for me to go to London were cancelled because that was That was the end goal for me, to pass my matric and then go to London and so on. But obviously that didn't happen. But as I'm just saying and sharing with you, Renette, that resilience has always like been the theme of my life.
Yeah.
And standing out there, and you know, we spoke about a calla lily this other day.
Yes, I was hoping that you're going to mention that, because it just encapsulates who you actually are, and so just share that beautiful scenario.
So during lockdown, there's a little catchment, water catchment right next to my house, and I didn't know 2000 and okay, let me not say the year because I totally forgot when was it, and I recognized that there's actually a beautiful white lily that was coming out of that catchment. I mean, it's so dirty. It's the grass,
muddy.
The weeds.
It's always in the valley.
And,
it's wild.
You know? And I was reminded in Songs of Songs 2, verse 2, that I am the lily of the valley.
Amen.
And I remember at that particular point, at that particular time in my life, I, you know, went through such a dip, like a valley season, where... You know, something happened to me, being in, you know, involved now in sexual harassment case that I had to go and I reported someone, and it was just chaotic. And later, a few months later, I found out that I'm pregnant. Me and my husband have a baby girl that is coming on earth. I'm like, you're not funny, Lord, okay? You're really not funny.
Not now.
Not now. I don't know how to defend myself. And then how am I going to be able to defend this child? How am I going to be able to teach this child? How
so you
to
felt very vulnerable and exposed at that time.
Yes. Like what? What must I do now? And I mean, even in that time, as much as it was so painful, going back to the situation that all of that happened, no one knew, because I was not allowed to discuss anything that is happening in that environment.
It kept you isolated.
It kept me isolated. I built these high walls where I'm like, I thought I was done with this place, but you got me back here. I don't know for what reason. Even that, when you look at it, I needed to be resilient because I needed to produce excellent, excellent work. And in spite of everything. And that word kept on ringing back. Blossom. Where you are planted, because
powerful.
A lily grows in the valley. So every valley that I've been in, I made sure that, Lord, if you are not in it, then I'm definitely not being able to grow without you here and being this beautiful white flower or any kind of a lily. And if you recognize, lilies come in a winter season.
Yes.
So we are all excited when it's spring because all these beautiful flowers are coming out. But there's a specific reason why God will, you know, let a calla lily grow in winter and in the valley. And he associates himself as the lily in the valley.
Sure.
Because he says, I don't want you to go through
beautiful.
Things without me.
In your winter season.
In your winter season. You need to grow. Yes, there are things that feels like they are choking you around you. You might be choking in this place that you are in.
In that valley.
In that valley. But can you imagine? I want the listeners to really, when they drive around...
Especially now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are all over,
you know,
alongside
everywhere.
The roads, everything. They are wild. But look where they are. It's
look
murky.
Where they are.
Look where they
and
are.
And you will never, ever miss it. It's
so
there.
It's so
standing
stately.
Out. Mm. It's there. So I had to come to terms
pure.
That in my life, if God is not in it, then I won't be able to blossom in every single situation, every single area that the Lord has actually put me in. So I'm blessed to actually walk with him. But at the very same time, you know, these situations and these places that I go in, it's not easy. It's not easy processes. I might say it now and you feel like, ah, but you know, you go went in and then you go out and then you testify. If I were to really sit you down and the therapy that I needed to go into, you know, the work that needed to be done. I mean, Cooking Heels, you mentioned Cooking Heels.
Yes. I want you to share that a little bit. What does that look like, you know, in our next session? Because I just want to come back to the standing out. Mm. Because you say that you've always stood out and wasn't, you know, and... But look at the lily. It stands out.
There we go.
It stands out, and it's tall, big flower.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel it's just such an example of your own life and why the Lord actually associated your. You know, you came into this understanding what the lily actually is. Is because you are the lily. In life, but Musa, just share with us the fact that, you know. Coming into the resilience and understanding the lily, what it actually took, and what I enjoyed about the fact that you admitted to therapy, because we don't go get the help that we need.
No,
so if you can just give us a little bit of, you know, it is Women's Month, and you know, we come to the end of, you know, we all spent by this time, and do we go and get the help that we need?
Listen, most people really feel like, if you are going through a difficult season in your life and you're a Christian woman, you can pray through it. Prayer is wonderful. It's great. It covers everything, you know. But works, faith without works is dead.
Amen.
I am faithful in my prayer that the Lord will make me overcome. But if I'm not faithful in how I actually reflect what I'm praying, if God is sending me someone...
On applying it.
You know, yes, on application. If God is sending me to a therapist for me to be able to talk things through and get my healing, because therapy, we must remember, it's not a matter of us having to sit down one-on-one and just, you know, expecting answers from this person that you are actually opening up to. It's having to speak to someone that you necessarily not don't know personally, that will ask you uncomfortable questions so that you are able to open up.
Yes.
Because you need to open up at the end of the day, you know. And I really find it as something that everyone needs.
Yes.
You know.
And that it says so in the word. He actually gives us permission to go and seek counsel.
Sure. Yeah.
And that is what he even instructs us to get the counsel.
That's it.
You know, if it's the older woman, you know, he gives us the wise woman. He goes and says, go and seek the counsel of brethren. And with me being a psychologist, this is just music to my ears because people think that, you know, there isn't any more stigma. There isn't a stigma. It's a necessity. I mean, even a Schumacher or a Formula One driver who knows everything, but he goes and gets a pit stop to get everything finely tuned so that he trusts people with his life. And so we need to understand that you need to get the help that you need.
Yes, and but God sends people sends your way, people. But you need to be open to who he sends you.
Yes,
and how you need to, you
that's
know.
That's correct. That's correct.
Sure.
But we're gonna take a break now, because I really want us to continue the conversation about, you know, the healing on YouTube that you do and just what that looks like.
Yeah.
Because this is something that, you know, is possibly a point where people, even if they don't physically cannot go, but they can at least tap into something and actually get some good, solid advice. Yeah. So we're going to just have a music break right now and we'll be back with you shortly. Wow, we are so excited this afternoon. Thank you for staying tuned. I have Musa Jakuja in the studio with us. It is such a privilege and an honor to have you here this afternoon as one of my guests. She's a presenter with us as well, if you've just tuned in with us right now. She's one of our really one's a presenter that the Lord has really positioned strategically for our station. She's absolutely fabulous. She has got a presence on her. She's beautiful, tall, and she is just so uniquely interesting. And she pulls off glasses that nobody else can pull off. She's just fabulous. I think she's just absolutely gorgeous. So I'm totally thrilled to have her this afternoon. And guess what? I mean, she is a finalist in the Fabulous Women Awards that are being hosted in Johannesburg and Sandton,
all these things. I'm like, Lord,
yes,
what?
But this is not the only nominations and awards that she's been, I would say, esteemed with.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to, she's going to share a little bit about her, a little bit of history of her, little bit of claim to fame that we are so privileged to have. So, Musa, give us some a bit of background and give us a bit of background of the awards. Why is it so esteemed, especially now with the Women's Month? It's now being held on the 3rd of August in Sandton. And at the end of the day, it is the month of women, and we are celebrating the fabulous women that our beautiful South Africa has so many of. But you have been chosen for the category of resilience. Tell us about that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Renette, for that. I'm sitting here and I'm like, prophesy, woman of God, because there's more awards coming through and I'm laughing at myself.
Yes.
Because literally, this is actually the first award that I'm receiving. Besides high school,
yes,
like in my adult grown-up woman, like these are like first awards that I get to call myself a nominee or a finalist of awards. So praise the Lord for that. And I actually sat with this, like, does this define me then as, you know, a fabulous woman that, you know, God has always called me to be? There's some truth conversation that one needs to have with themselves. Like, okay, does this do anything? You know, does it add any value now that you've gotten, you know, a nomination to this award? So every now and then you check your heart. Listen, your heart.
Yes.
Is it in the right, you know, order? You know, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, do as you will. If this is the season for awards, then, you know, bring it. So I received the nomination email, was around about June. And I was a little bit shocked. I'm like, whew, okay, a nomination. But for what? And then, you know, as I was reading down for resilience, and I just started crying. Because as I said before, it's
that just resonated with you.
You know, so in so many ways. And I remember beginning of July, if I'm not mistaken, I then received a second email to say that I'm the finalist, because they've got their own judges. It's not up to the audience, or the public to vote and so forth. Mm. And I got an email.
So you didn't
say,
have a rent a crowd?
No.
This came from the real deal.
From the heavens.
By the professionals.
Amen. So, then I received this email saying I'm a finalist. I'm wondering, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Mm. And I remember receiving this email, I was flat out with flu. Mm-hmm. Flat. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't speak. I remember my show. I just needed to pre-record. Luckily, I had a pre-recording from, you know, previous weeks. Maybe God knew, like, well, obviously God
he
knew.
He went ahead.
He planned the whole thing. And I couldn't do anything, literally anything. And I received that, and I couldn't even celebrate it the way maybe I wanted to celebrate. But I thought to myself, sure, in the midst of your downtime, surrendering moment, God is really at work, because you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything to make sure that you have done this and this and that. You make sure that you covered this area, literally in surrender. I couldn't even wake up and make my own food. That was another story. Like, my friends came through and they rescued the whole week.
Does the Lord not do that? The enemy comes and tries and flattens you. in the moment that you're receiving a nomination for resilience. You were not well. You were sick, flat,
and
laying down.
And I needed to be resilient in that moment.
And I mean, but the enemy thought he was going to get to you.
Yeah.
It was actually for God's good purpose.
Sure. So for some people that might not know what, you know, these fabulous girls awards are, it's been established since 2013. It's under the Fabulous Girls Foundation, you know, launched in 2013. So this is like their 12th award.
Wow.
Running.
So they've been going a long time.
A long time. So I'm like, sure, this is, you know, it warms my heart. There are people out there having to celebrate women that are actually, you know, doing great work in the community. And I mean, I started radio a year ago. Can you believe it? It's like
and
a year.
The acceleration, excuse me, it's been phenomenal.
Praise the Lord. And I'm sitting here being resilient throughout this, you know, one year and an odd month, having to undergo different attacks.
Yes.
But you needed to be out there doing the Lord's work. Because people don't understand when we minister to people, there's personal things that we are actually at the forefront, making sure that it doesn't come through to the listeners, it doesn't
That's
come
correct.
Through to your family, it doesn't
That's
come through to your,
correct.
You know, people around you. You are like a general, a soldier, that whatever attack that comes in, it starts
ready.
With you, you know. So I didn't know that was, you know, something that I needed to endure and be resilient in, because it gets you on your knees every time. Which is a great, that's where God wants you to be. So basically that's it. You know, these awards are actually celebrating and honoring South African women and girls who have done sterling work in the empowering and advancement of women, you know, that are out there doing great work and authentically embodying womanhood.
Yes.
And that definition resonate so much with me.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to call myself a feminist. I'm a humanist, if you call it that. I'm involved in everything that has to do with the kingdom of God, family wise.
Yes.
Whether it's men, you know, fathers matter, I'm there. Whether it's youngsters being, you know, motivated or speak over, you know, prayed over, I'm there. Women, I'm there. So to actually receive this,
so it just encompassed the whole, you know, put it into a nutshell of what you've been aspiring to actually represent. Because I do believe you do that, because you know, we know that you are so multifaceted and you're so gifted, and I really believe that the Lord is now finally positioning you for this next season of leveraging you into what He really wants to give you. This platform He started obviously with the radio, He would really been predestining your destiny. So really, Musa, I think this is a very well deserved and a good, you know, an accurate acknowledgement of who you actually are. So you know, and we couldn't have asked for a better time. As I said, you've had many other transitions happening in your own personal life. So God is your program is called Grace Upon Grace, and I really believe that's exactly what's happening in your life, is that He's got grace on you, and upon other grace, and you know, the Lord is definitely taking you on a journey. So what is this awards going to entail? You know, what is it going to look like? And just give us a sort of a scenario. What is the what's going to happen afterwards, possibly, if you win in this category, which I do believe you will. And I believe that God's in it with you to win it. So just give us what is your take from it? Like you said, Lord, what is this now, you know? So what is your outcome you think is going to look like?
Listen, I can never be too sure of God's plans.
Yes.
Might think that it might, you know, open up certain doors, especially in the community. you know, to broaden up my horizon when it comes to media. Because I know for sure that I am called, you know, to media and, you know, bringing change in the space of media, bringing back the kingdom of God in the media space. So with that, I don't know where, but what I do know, his plans are perfect, and my steps are ordered by him, so I can't exactly say, okay, I'm looking forward to A, B, and C, and D, but in all honesty, we need to really, it makes me, you know, just being awake in terms of celebrating other women that are doing great, great work. And, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this thing. And also, just to add, Renee, maybe I should...
I think we take a music break because yes. I think you've got such a loaded... we're going to load the next session with absolutely, you know, just some wisdom and knowledge in the way forward. So we're going to take a music break and we'll join you straight after this.
Amen.
Thank you for staying with us this afternoon. As you know, my program is called Rise, and I have Musa Jakuja in the studio with me. I think many of you know her. She is the host of Grace Upon Grace. It's a wonderful, exciting program as well, and fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And but she has been, we are so privileged and so honored to have her part of our team. She has been nominated and a finalist, as a matter of fact, for the Resilient category for the Fabulous Woman Awards in Johannesburg, Sandton. And we know that God has specifically chose you to go and represent him well there. And so, Musa, you're going to just share with us, you know, what is it that you're taking out of it, and what is it that you'd like to share?
So I would actually, I want to, you know, encourage women out there.
Please do.
You know, never despise the small beginnings.
Yes.
I'm saying this when it comes to radio specifically. I remember doing YouTube, you know, I still have a YouTube channel.
Yes, just share that most fabulous. I think it's wonderful.
So All Things Most Fabulous, it's really about, you know, bringing people in, sharing their testimonies. You know, I know I have like a section where it's Blossom Where You Planted, where people are just like in the valley season and how do they come out of that and so forth, encouraging people, you know, and also sharing the word of God. Learning together is beautiful. But what I wanted to say is never despise your small beginnings. During COVID, I was invited to do online radio by Art Labs, you know. And I did this, they used to call it, I think, Friday Motivation, where, you know, I just come in with a DJ. I used to do it through my phone because it was COVID.
Yes.
And with a DJ on the side, you know, and, you know, I mean, being there motivating people and so forth. And I didn't see myself being on radio.
Yes, he was preparing you already.
He was preparing,
he was training
me, you know,
for what was to come.
Wherever you are, don't despise, you know, where you are. Do your best. Be excellent in what you do. Invite the Holy Spirit in everything because it's so key.
Yes.
It is so key. Nothing is perfect unless God is in it. I'm not perfect. I might be here having to receive, you know, these news that I'm a finalist in this Resilience Award. And sometimes it's so confusing. Okay, what did I do again? Why am I here being a finalist? But God just needs to remind me every time that you are here because of me.
Exactly.
Nothing that you can say you did, but in your preparation, you did not take it for granted. And when you were granted the opportunity to be in that place, yes, it was scary because it's bigger.
Yes.
But I'm in it. Invite God to be in the places where you find yourself, you are actually too small in them. You're perfect in that small area. You are perfect being small. But invite the big God that will make things beautiful and big. I'm thinking of a scripture now that is, it's Hebrews 11, verse 11.
Oh, I love that verse.
Absolutely love it. I just want to quickly go there, but what I want to share with people, don't despise and make sure that, don't despise the big, small beginnings and invite God in. And in this scripture, I want to read it in the TPT version, the Passion Translation version. Sorry.
Yes.
I love my different versions because it teaches me so much.
Yes.
And it says, Sarah's faith embraced God's miracle power.
Amen.
To conceive, even though she was barren and was past the age of childbearing. For the authority of her faith rested in the one who made the promise.
Mm.
And she tapped into his faithfulness. How amazing is that? The time when these news that Sarah was going to have a child or she overheard, at first she laughed. Mm. And God came back to Abraham. Why did Sarah laugh? Abraham came back and said to Sarah, why did you laugh? And I didn't laugh. What do you mean? No, I didn't laugh. But in that season of her having to rest, that the promise is a promise is a promise.
Yeah.
Especially it it's from God.
Mm.
It will come to pass for sure. It says here, she rested.
Rested.
And embraced God's miracle working
security.
Power. It's something that you don't understand because miracles is not things that we understand that we can actually tangibly feel
believe.
Or even see.
Mm.
And it's only when someone testifies of the goodness of God, you're like, I don't understand, but this is powerful. This is so big, it does something in me. So I want to encourage you that as much as you don't despise those small beginnings, rest in his miracle working powers.
Yes, Lord.
Rest in his promises. Rest in his faithfulness. Because if he had said something, he will definitely bring it to pass. If I had forgotten a prophecy that someone said to me, or I on purpose forgotten about this prophecy because I thought to myself, it is huge for me.
Mm.
And I then, as human beings, we feel like we need to carry the weight of that prophecy. How do I move from this place to making sure that it will come to pass?
Yes,
it's not up to you.
It's not up to you.
The prophecy came, and you just need to rest in that prophecy. The promises of God, it will come to pass. So us as human beings, we just need to rest in that.
And there's a blessed assurance in it. A blessed assurance that it will come to pass.
Sure. And yeah, God is so amazing. So ladies, to all the ladies out there, this is our month. Number one, celebrate the woman that is next to you. She's doing a marvelous job at being a mother, at being a wife, at being a friend, at being a sister, at being a daughter. Celebrate that woman next to you. As I encourage you right now to not despise the small beginnings and to tap into the miracle working power of God and his faithfulness, take this encouragement and encourage others as well. Someone out there is in need of this specific word. Remember also that as God creates his speciality, the lily, as the color lily, he creates it in such a season where no one is feeling like, I just want winter to be, you know, to be done and so on and so forth. But in the season of wet, cold and snowy in some parts of, you know, of the Western Cape or South Africa, rest. Rest. He's going to do it. All you need to do is just blossom where God has planted you.
Yes.
That's it. So even with this award, we already say thank you, Lord, for the finalist, because you know which door that
you've
you are
already
opening.
Established.
You know, it's not for just for me. It is for Station, the body of Christ. It's our nomination, you know,
yes,
as 729 Cape Pulpit. it is our nomination. So I'm
we
so happy,
you, my darling,
that I'm here, get to share the testimony. Thank you for inviting me, Renette. Otherwise, we'll go forever.
And we, the two of us, are good friends, and we all got lots of chemistry between us. And if you want to know more about Musa, please go and tune in on a Monday and a Sunday. Hey?
Monday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then on a Tuesday, 12 midday.
Yes.
And then on Tuesday, Friday, it is 10 p.m. Well, you can actually catch it on, you know, our podcast.
And our podcast as well. Yeah. If you want to know more about Musa or want to engage with us, please WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657 or SMS us on 37988. Our Telegram number is the same as our WhatsApp number, 081-729-1657. And please go and watch Musa on Facebook as well, on we've got such a lovely Facebook page.
Thank you so much.
Interaction on 729 Cape Pulpit. And we also have a counseling department. Mm-hmm. I really want to encourage you on that. If there's anything that you need encouragement with or prayer, contact us on 021-9177-000. And you just press option 1. But I do want to encourage you, family and friends. We are not machines. We are not invincible, and we need to get the help that we need. And go out there. There's so many people that can walk a road with you if you are struggling. This is the time to rediscover yourself and find out who God is, you know, who He's designed you to be. And we get, you know, as women, we spend ourselves. And when we look again, the year's over and we've somehow lost our luster.
Sure.
So I want you to go and really be encouraged by beautiful women like this that can really come out of difficult situations and rise to greatness. So we just, Musa, may the Lord just continuously use you mightily for His kingdom and His glory, that you encourage many, those many, with your voice, your presence. I know you, you know, you speak at engagements and you are a public speaker as well. So whoever's lives that you touch, that they will flourish and be encouraged by your stories.
Amen.
And your, and may He just continuously use you. And family and friends out there, the same for you. I just trust that the Lord will just continuously be part of your life. Turn to Him, turn back to Him, and trust Him and believe in Him, and know that He is in it with us all the time. Even though we're living in unprecedented and perilous times, we just need to know that we have to just continuously trust and believe in Him. So we will see you next week, same time, same place. Stick to the rules, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.